Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, did you just wake up?
Yeah, wow. Call me out.
I wish I was sleeping. I cannot wake up today.
I just woke up from the best power nap ever. I was listening to rain sounds on YouTube and a DJ on Twitch on my TV. And yeah.
You were having a dream within a dream?
Yeah, basically. I was like, oh my God, I'm pretending I'm in an RV at a festival.
Oh yeah. One day we will understand.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yes.
And also welcome back to everyone listening.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where
we youngins paid homage to the legends for their great contributions
and talk about
Legends Only.
I'll only do that once, I promise. I'll do it every week.
Addition to the sound, to the SoundCloud soundboard.
Yes, hello everyone, and hello to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans. They already know about that sound clip because we are doing a book club on Patreon where we read books, not people, and don't actually read books. We listen to them on audiobook.
Yeah, we're getting there. We haven't quite lifted a book up yet, but we are listening to it, which is just as good. And frankly, it's better when it's Mariah. So.
Oh, it's so much better. Oh,
so much better. Why are there so many Britney references? Anyway.
Because she has a lot of music, which is difficult
to
get.
She does have a lot of music, and so does Mariah. And we're not going to do any spoilers about what we talk about when we talk about Mariah's book. But we got into Act 2 this week, which if you're a Patreon Legends Only fan, you'll hear. And she starts getting into her career, and it's a doozy.
Yeah, it's something.
It's unpacking a lot of trauma for T. Kyle.
Honestly, like...
And it's really validating my favorite Mariah songs, actually. I'm very excited to talk about that.
Which, but... I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. Go outside on the roof or something and...
Make it happen. Yes, everyone. So that is on what we like to call We Belong Together Wednesdays. We dive into the different parts of Mariah's book. But I mean, what are days anyway? Like, I don't...
What is time? Ask Mariah.
She had a point. I woke up today. I thought it was Monday. And then I was like, fuck. It's a Sunday. Then I took a power nap. Woke up. The sun was setting. I thought it was rising again. I thought it was Tuesday. I just can't.
You're fully just...
Does anyone else feel that way?
Yes, but it's time in the pandemic. Nobody knows what day it is.
No, a lot of people wrote me this week and they were like, thank you for constantly posting Saturday because I have no idea what day it is.
Actually, that is true. Whenever you post that, I'm like, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, and I always have to check before I post it. But anyway.
Anyway.
Enough about all of that. So speaking of Mariah, we need to start off by shouting out number one New York Times bestseller.
We had the number one's album. We had number one on every other chart. It makes sense.
Which is she's difficult now a number to get. One. Not everybody has that.
No, who does have that, though, too?
Who?
Teresa Giudice.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's the festive collaboration we're about to talk about. Literally. I don't know.
She wants to bring the book out. Let's bring it out.
Oh, you should edit Mariah's book into slamming the book down at the table.
Oh, my God. Obviously, something in that book has to be true.
19 number ones?
It's not just name change and arrested, which is kind of, I mean, well, no.
It honestly flows with the book.
Similarities. You know, this is a place for legends, okay?
This is a place for legends. To no one's surprise, this book is number one. She's got the rarities out. She's got all the vinyls out, coming out, re-editions. This is her year. And somebody actually tweeted something the other day that I loved. They said, you know, at a time when radio has largely ignored Mariah Carey, she has found a way to make herself so relevant and part of the cultural conversation anyway, which I think is so true.
Oh, like, you mean like musically, like later in her career?
I mean, like right in 2020.
Oh.
I mean, like right now, radio only plays, you know, people under 35, which has kind of always been the case.
And whatever's on TikTok.
And whatever's on TikTok. But she has still found a way to be so culturally relevant and constantly doing new things. And I'm like, you know what? That's right.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me. I love
Pretty.
It really is true. I mean, of all the people who deserve to have a good year, it's Mariah.
And I'm really just finding that, well, we'll talk about it in the episode, but it's just validating so much of her music and like connecting all the dots. And really, she has such a tale to tell. So I highly recommend, if you haven't yet, get into it. You can catch up with us on Patreon, and we will be chatting on our Discord as well.
Yes, and the episodes will be there forever, so don't feel rushed or obligated. Or
yeah, that's true.
You know, you can get to the book whenever. But speaking of things that are coming up, festive moments. So Mariah posted an Instagram and a Twitter photo of some director's chairs with some initials on them that we don't know who they are.
Yes, and they're not just any initials.
No.
They're the kind of initials.
They're not yours. BJS.
No, they're not BJS. Which is difficult to get. Not everyone can put it on a backpack.
Brittany can.
Brittany can.
That's still the weirdest shit to me.
It's definitely cool and interesting,
like,
that we
that
share
that
those.
Your initials are BJs. Like, that's funny in itself. But like, you have the same initials as Brittany.
And you can't take that away from me. Yes, that's true.
You know, the universe works in mysterious ways, doesn't it?
It does. It gave us both blowjobs as initials.
Okay, so these initials are AG, MC, and JH.
And immediately, the Lambily, the Arianators, and what I'll call the little spotlights, Jennifer Hudson fans.
That is so good.
They have to be called that now. Sprung into action, the biggest guesses online being Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson. And if this is true, it will completely just shatter everyone this Christmas season.
It has to be.
It kind of has to be, because nobody has any real good alternative guesses except for actors and actresses. Like,
who?
People were saying, like, you know, they were throwing out different actor names and stuff. I don't know. But I saw like other, like, comedians and things like that, if she's doing like a Christmas funny special.
Mm.
And that would really be upsetting.
Yes, someone wrote Jonah Hill, and I was like,
what was that?
There's no
way.
They
were guessing like funny people, and I'm like,
No.
I'm sorry.
Don't even think it, because if you think it, the universe will make it happen.
That's
make
right.
Make it not happen. No men. It's going to be Ariana.
Yeah, and I really think that's important for two reasons. Number one, there is a largely media-fueled, quote-unquote, feud between the two, where, you know, when Ariana debuted, the way her literally the song The Way, her songs were very, some would say, Mariah-esque.
I think we should have that conversation.
I was one of them.
Of course, of course. But you know what? It's so, this is sort of like Gaga Madonna, where it's like at this point in the game, they're so different. And yet, you know, musicality, they both have appreciation for the craft of the music. It's like they're different in their careers now enough where it's like they should be able to collab.
Right.
And this is like a nice little olive branch for Mariah, because really it was kind of up to Mariah to be the one, the like leader, because she is the leader, and be like, I acknowledge you.
I know you.
I know you. This is the formal knowing of Ariana.
How iconic would it be if they all did Oh Santa or Santa Tell Me, or just like did a whole EP together, like a little mini, like Kacey Musgraves-esque music special that just had an entire soundtrack. Like it has to.
I hope so. And no shade to the song because it's timeless, but I feel like we've established that All I Want for Christmas Is You is it got its number one. It's good.
Yeah, so she's over. She's not over, but like she's.
Right. It's like the justice campaign has been secured. So if it's, you know, if they sing on that, I'll be like a little upset. So I hope it's something either new or like you said, like an Oh Santa or even a Christmas and Chill moment.
Oh my God. Ariana on Oh Santa.
I mean, Mariah probably would love Christmas and Chill. Like, that's very her vibe. It's festive, but also, like, with an R&B flair. Like,
yeah.
I feel like she would like that. Anyway.
Let's put it in the universe, course, everyone.
We're throwing it to the universe. J-Hud, of course, a respected vocal powerhouse diva. They have had, I think they've had some moments before, either on a stage or something, where they've certainly acknowledged each other already. But, and J-Hud's a stan, obviously. So that would make sense too. And these initials are like two vocal powerhouses that just happen to be, you know, capable of keeping up with Mariah vocally. It's going to be loud, whatever it is.
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it too.
Since the holidays are basically canceled, so I need something.
Yep. Yep.
What are you doing for the holidays? Is it too soon to ask or?
No, I have no plans. I think I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to stay in this year.
Oh, why? What's going on?
Just feel like all the running around and doing things this year has really gotten to me. Just all the traveling and going around the world. About you? Are you doing anything festive this year?
So I actually think I know that for a fact I'm canceling Thanksgiving for myself. Like, I'm not going. Mariah's impact. Thanksgiving is canceled. And I don't know about Christmas into New Year's yet.
Assuming we're going to be in lockdown for New Year's, what a sad, sad state of affairs. Except, actually, it takes off the pressure of my least favorite holiday of having to do something.
Yeah, I hate the holidays. So I'm like, I'm not mad about the idea of, like, staying in and doing nothing and watching movies and like catching up on shows that I have not had any time to watch.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be miserable. So anyway, it's going to be fucking awful. Oh my God.
I'm more interested, honestly, in seeing how Halloween plays out. I'm just wondering like what people are going to do. Probably act a fool, but
yeah, everyone's going to have parties and then it's going to keep spiking like it did after Labor Day.
How many offensive coronavirus costumes do you think there will be?
Define offensive.
I think there's going to be so many tasteless, like, dress up like the coronavirus kind of things.
Oh, okay. Well, you could also get creative with, like, eye shields and masks.
Yeah, that could be, like, sexy, sexy face mask moment.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll definitely be like mask for mask gays where they just wear masks all over.
The gays aren't going to wear masks. Let's be real.
Everywhere except their mouth.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, I'm not going to. Anyway. I'm not saying it. They're not covering up any of their holes. Okay. What was I going to say about Halloween? I remember what I was going to say. For the holidays, I was thinking about doing another Twitch stream. Like, if I'm on lockdown, I was like, why don't I just do another holiday-esque themed?
I love that. A ho-ho holiday live stream. not being a ho-ho-ho this year live stream.
Can you believe, I still think about it all the time, that I blacked out on live stream on Twitch
and I just threw up
and went to bed. Mm-hmm. I cannot drink Black Cherry White Claw anymore because of that moment.
That was a moment.
Because I sip it and then I get humiliated and like I feel so embarrassed because I'm like, oh my God, do you remember when I blacked out on live?
And there's just a little bits of you coughing in between the darkness.
Oh yeah, I just threw up and passed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty well, legendary if you ask me. I love it.
It was a good run. It was good while you had it.
It was iconic. I thought it was fun.
It was.
Well, speaking of moments, we had another moment from another American Idol. Kelly Clarkson, another Kellyoke.
That's right. We did. Yes. She took on Miss Peep herself. That was a very Legends Only themed cover. I feel like we talk about Miss Peep every episode. She took that on. Start now.
I have a confession to make. So mm-hmm. I have to apologize to Miss Peep.
What happened?
Well, I have learned that I was projecting my frustration and anger at the mishandling of the pandemic onto Dua Peep. And although it was valid, it was not fair. So I'm apologizing to Miss Peep.
I think that's very mature. Mm-hmm. And respectful.
Yes.
And I think as we pointed out, there's a difference between the partying and the professional production.
Yeah.
But I understand. And your irritation was valid. Mm-hmm. But also, yes, that good for you.
I was too focused on one person when it really should be like at least 100,000. But anyway.
There could be 100,000 people in the room and you just need all of them in masks.
Right. Yes, please.
Yes. Well,
look at that growth.
You look at it. You're evolving.
Yeah. I'm in therapy. That's why.
Basically, that is why. And so is Kelly. She's been talking about therapy lately and divorce and all that good stuff. But I know she's also been doing some like pretty themed songs, I feel. She did, she did Don't Start Now, which also can be taken as like sassy. She did that, what did she do? She did Bonnie Raitt cover, I think, which she also had on the Smokestack Sessions in 2011, I want to say. Mm. If, like my stand-up's jumping out. I think she did I Can't Make You Love Me.
Ooh.
Yeah, she did that a long time ago. And she also did a cover last week of Harry Styles that I thought was fantastic. That was actually my favorite Kellyoke I've heard in a while.
Watermelon sugar. Ha.
Yeah, I wish she did that one. No, she's just been killing it. I didn't watch to see why she's wearing an eye patch, though.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It could just be surgery, like LASIK or something.
I assume either that or like a scratched cornea, which is always the vibe with an eye patch. But I think it's really cute. All the comments are just like, yes, sing pirate. Yes, pirate.
Oh, my God. Well, it's kind of like how Joy Behar had LASIK surgery and she wore sunglasses for the entire week and then just never took them off.
I mean, that's just cool.
Has continued wearing them forever.
Right.
But I don't know. Know what else I did this week? I watched Kelly do Mariah's it's not Mariah's, but the version of Without You from Idol.
Oh.
And then I did a whole rewatch of like all the old Kelly performances from Idol. And
stuff
I was like
there.
Yes. And I Surrender.
With the fever and the flu or whatever she had. Mm-hmm. Bronchitis.
Yeah.
I just gave her three different
that
she had consumption and she still powered through.
No, it was laryngitis, wasn't
laryngitis,
it?
Laryngitis, that's yeah. what it was. Because she was actually losing her voice.
Right. And then I also watched the Mariah Thanksgiving special that she talked about in the book. I just went on this whole like,
oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Getting yourself into the festive spirit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Those were the days, weren't they?
They were. Well, seeing people in crowds.
Yeah. It's so weird seeing crowds.
Yeah. One day we'll be in a crowd again.
I know. I'm so glad I got to see Celine Dion as my last concert before the world ended.
That's a pretty legendary, if you ask me.
March 5th. But anyway, so this next segment, I don't have a segue for this, but so Britney Spears' boyfriend basically said MAGA. That's essentially That's the speaking of good times to not good times.
It's Sam Asghari, boyfriend to Britney Spears, decided to voice his political beliefs, question mark, which seemed more to do with fitness.
Yeah, I think he was trying to be funny, but like,
yes,
just stick to the weights.
It was very just, you know, go eat your protein powder. He had one scoop too many that day. He wrote basically something very general, and he was like, what do I think about them? I think Biden needs to work out, and I think Trump needs to work out. America needs to work out and get in shape. And then, like, posted his transformation photo to be like, don't worry, I too did this.
Yeah, and said, make America work out again.
Yep. And bless his heart, he can go ahead. The creatine sometimes does things to the brain, so
what's that?
I don't know. It's a supplement that you take when you're bodybuilding, but we'll see.
For what?
For what? To create mass in the muscles. Like, it's like, it helps with your workout.
Okay. Cool. Well, I love that journey for some of you.
It's like white and powdery, and it looks very suspicious, but it's kind of tasteless, and you put it into a shake.
Tasteless?
It's tasteless.
Oh, just like yes. This post. Yeah.
Wasn't great, but it also didn't get much media traction. Of course, now we're talking about it, but it's fine. It's too harmless to really give a fuck. I think more people were upset with the fact that he has previously liked posts on the Trump Instagram, like the official president account or whatever bullshit, which is
a choice.
That's a choice he's chosen. We're just going to hope that he just doesn't really understand Instagram, or that was an accident, or...
Yeah, and we're going to throw out the tacky-looking workout clothes and those fucking dumbass red hats, and we're going to talk about some high fashion.
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
We both wrote the same exact thing in the notes this week.
Oh, we did. Yes, immediately.
Jane Fonda, she's an icon for Interview Magazine. It's still a magazine, right?
It is.
I can't tell anymore with these things. I'm like, are you just a website now?
I used to interview it. Interview.
Oh. Did you do interviews there?
I actually only transcribed them. I remember listening to Chase Crawford and... Hot. Right. It was a conversation between like Gossip Girl actors. And I just... That was an era where I flat ironed my hair. I carried a giant art bag that only had like a highlighter in it and chapstick. The F word really jumped out during that era.
Oh, fashion?
Fashion friends.
Fun?
Fun fashion friends. Yes, I paid to commute in 2 hours there and back every day to transcribe. And they didn't have... Back in those days, they didn't have electronic records of any of their articles. So I would have to go to a Xerox and scan in articles of hard copies from the 70s. That was my time at Interview.
Wow. Back in the day when you had to basically pay out of pocket to work.
Yes, I absolutely did.
Do you remember those days working for free?
I do, fondly, yes.
Interning?
I ate at Soho Park, those burgers.
Oh.
That was good, at least. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mariah did that, so...
Yes, I felt very close to her.
Make it happen.
Exactly. But back to Jane Fonda. Yes, she made an incredible appearance in the latest Interview in a spread that is just very fierce, very high fashion editorial.
Literally spreading. Billboard.
Spreading, literally. She said, oh, you remember those workout VHS tapes?
No, I don't, but...
That's her whole, I mean, not her whole thing, but Jane Fonda had a workout series.
Oh.
And, you know, those like classic kind of, basically what Dua modeled the physical video after is Jane Fonda's workout.
Oh, I thought that was after like Olivia Newton-John.
I mean, that too. It was that vibe, but like Jane Fonda's workout from, it was like 1981 or two or something. It's like iconic.
Hmm.
a bestseller.
Also, it reminds me of that woman from the Welcome to My Home. Do you remember that? What's her name?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes.
Iconic.
Yes. So, anyway.
Look at all the good I do. I need to put her on the soundboard.
You absolutely do.
The dubbed over version.
Yes.
Was it Brenda Dickinson or something?
Yes, it was.
I just tattooed this cat this morning. Anyway, someone out there will know.
Yes, people definitely know that. Where was I going with that? Oh, so that was Jane Fonda. And then I had another one that I also wanted to submit for consideration from the panel is Sia did Vogue Australia, which I thought was also very high fashion. It was with Nicola Formichetti of Gaga fame. And instead of doing the wig, it's a giant flower over her head, which I thought
was a
very chic sort of take on it. I like that she continues to switch up what the wig is or what's blocking her face, basically.
Yeah, I mean, she made it her thing and she stuck with it.
She did. And, you know, it kind of, it's a shtick that works, I think.
Yeah, that wig shape is like so known.
Totally.
I feel like people meme it all the time.
Oh, for sure. And I think it also means something. Like, we talked about it earlier, and as I said, women over 35 aren't played on the radio. The reason she is, I fully believe, is because she made herself almost like a cartoon character, sort of like the gorillas or things like that, where she's sort of this idea of a performer, whereas I don't know if she would have had that same success. And that has nothing to do with appearance. It has to do with the fact that she's sort of an enigma, because once a woman, you know, ages slightly, radio's done. Like, I mean, we watched it happen with Katie. I feel like we're watching it to an extent with Gaga even at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a whole other uphill battle that ever since, you know, it was forever and ever. Like, there were headlines calling, like, pack it up, grandma, about Madonna when she was 30. It's insane.
Well, that's what the gays say to us.
Well, they have some points about us, but...
know what I saw the other day on Twitch that was the weirdest shit?
Were you watching an Among Us stream?
No, I haven't gotten into that yet. It seems
I haven't
like,
either, but TikTok's telling me to.
Oh, it seems so confusing. It's too many like numbers.
It's like there's sabotage afoot. It seems like you don't get to trust anyone.
Yeah, it's something like that. But I was scrolling on Twitch the other night because I was trying to find someone to watch just like a game. Like I was like looking at Minecraft or like something chill, and there was this person that popped up on my recommended, but it wasn't a person. It was this 3D avatar that was moving. Clearly someone was like either using some sort of 3D scanning technology that was recognizing the movement of the mouth and the blinking and the turning, and they were talking live, but it was a full 3D avatar. And I was like, this is fucking weird. And I thought that it was just a stunt. So then I started digging. I found the YouTube, the Twitter, the Instagram. It is a full ass fake girl that is voiced by some stranger that has like thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. And I was like, what is this?
Wait, are you talking about, I think her name is Michaela or something like that?
I don't know. I forget already. It was something like Moon something. I don't know.
Wait, this is going to bother me because I totally know what you're talking about.
It's the anime girl with the pigtails. They're like pink pigtails. And I was so freaked out. And I was like, this is so bizarre. This is the future. We're living in dystopia and the world is ending and we're all going to be 3D characters in like a year.
Well, Hatsune Miku made several points with her tour.
Yeah. I'll send you the link when I find it again. But like, I don't know why I went on that tangent, but like... Well, because you were saying like Sia is kind of like a character and...
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, like, but in all serious, I remember, I believe it was Gaga had Hatsune Miku open for her.
Yes. Art
pop. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like in League of Legends, there's now a pop star. Did you see her? The new girl?
Oh, no, I didn't see the new girl.
Her name's not Serendipity. It's something Seraphine. Okay. And she is a queen of pop. And she has, like, she sings like a real singer and has like a girl voice. And she's like, there's like a person behind her. It's so weird.
Is it Madison Beer?
Probably. Honestly.
Beer cans rise up.
Yeah.
get
her
stacked.
Name is Seraphine. She has three skins. It's like wannabe pop star, like rising star, and then superstar. And I'm like, is this the future?
Well, yes, it is, probably.
Oh, God.
Ashley O.
Also, can I say something? And I hope this isn't problematic, but like it probably is. The Twitch streamer that I was watching it and I was like, that's a man. Like I could tell it was a man.
Oh, programming this person?
Yeah, like the voice was a man putting on a girl's voice.
Very interesting. I'll have to look it up.
I know.
Huh.
Well. next year on the charts, DJ Sona, number one.
Basically.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the same as like Marshmallow and Deadmau5 before he took his mouse ears off.
Right. It adds a little mystique to the character.
Well, great. So.
So that's fashion. Those are the only fashionable things that happened this week, and there's nothing else.
Basically.
I think it was also like Paris Fashion Week, but that's fine.
In person?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, no, the coat and the boots from Jane Fonda were like stuck in my head all week. The red coat. I really want to get a good trench for the fall with a cape.
Oh, okay. Well,
and a boot. I say it now, but I'm not going to do it.
Zara's right by you. You could just.
I'm not going into a store.
You can order
curbside pickup.
Curbside delivery of a trench.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Actually, you probably can. Yeah.
Ew. I want this to be over. Anyway. So before we get into some new music recommendations, let's take a quick moment for a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. So as we both have shared on this podcast, as well as our social media, both of us have been on our independent physical and mental health journeys in the past year, me with my weight loss and my health and my physical health, and you with
the internet and everything else.
Yes. And we've been very open and honest about that. And we both have been really open and honest with our journeys. And something that we both have introduced into that journey in the past few months is therapy. And so we would like to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp, that is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, for being a service that we both use. It is a teletherapy service that you can access on your desktop or your mobile app.
Yeah, so if you want to try it for yourself, you can go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/legendsonly for a 10% discount on your first month of the service. Try it out for yourself. Fill out a form. It's super easy and it has been incredibly helpful for myself and T. Kyle.
Yeah. And it's also so easy to just schedule everything inside the app. It sends you reminders. And especially right now, we all know we're going through a weird time. And so for me, without getting into the details of, you know, what I'm discussing in therapy, but I can say that this has been a life-changing experience for me, and I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah, I would have to agree. This has been helping me immensely. The ability to schedule in a flexible way has been really helpful at home. You know, one of the benefits of being at home has been being able to do this pretty flexibly, and it has proven really helpful for me. So we definitely want to bring that to our listeners' attention as well. So if you'd like, that is betterhelp.com/legendsonly.
Yeah. How's your therapy journey going?
Oh, my therapy journey actually has been wonderful lately. I went a week and a half instead of a week that I am on now, and I felt like I had so much more to tell her. And so it was good. Many revelations. How about you?
We're unpacking a lot. Mm-hmm.
A lot of suitcases.
Oh yeah, we've got a whole storage unit. But like, ironically, I feel like the Mariah book at the same time as all of this is in a weird way aligning at the exact perfect time.
Well, the stars align.
Yeah,
sometimes things happen for a reason. And
like, I literally this week was like, so I started reading the Mariah book and, you know, I feel like the universe is just sending me a sign. And she's like, you know, there's no such thing as coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. I was like, yeah, it does.
Oh, she sounds perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're on the same like Oprah whisper journey. So yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
So anyway, some new music recommendations. So to start off, I want to recommend The Midnight, which I shouted out on here a ways back. They just released their Monsters album as an instrumental, and I love it. It's perfect to work to. I was like hoping that they would do this. I hope more people do this, but there's that. And then Queen of the Dance Floor, Inna, has a new song with Michael Calfan called Call Me Now. So good.
She just does no wrong. Queen of Romania, Inna, can do any type of dance, house, whatever. I highly recommend it as well. Michael Calfan, Inna, Call Me Now.
And this one's more chill. Like normally she goes like a little faster. It's like higher tempo.
Yeah.
But this one was, you know.
Dreamy. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. There's also, okay, this wasn't a huge New Music Friday by any means.
No, thankfully.
Right. They kind of calmed down a little bit. There is a Purple Disco Machine remix of Kylie's Magic that gives it a little more oomph. That's really fun. I highly recommend that. Give that a listen. If you haven't listened to the song yet, I'm not sure why you're listening to this podcast, but if you haven't heard this remix, that's out now. And then she also released the track listing for Disco with some very interesting track titles. Very intrigued by that.
I love Purple Disco.
Yeah.
I've been really into all of his stuff this year. And then
The Rain on Me, the Don't Start Now remix.
Yeah, and he also did Rufus Du Sol remixes.
Yep.
It's just like perfect for a poolside moment.
It's a social moment.
Yeah.
Just during this packed festivity summer.
Next summer. Agreed.
Next summer.
I should DJ a poolside event.
Like Paris.
Yeah, basically.
You definitely could in Jersey at, where were we for Britney?
Paradise. Oh, no.
For
Britney.
We went to...
In Jersey? Atlantic City.
Yes, the loneliest Britney track of all time. Yes.
Okay. Can you believe it's been a year and a half since that? No.
I can. It's felt
longer than that.
84 years ago.
But you know what? I will say to that point, I thought that was grim. Little did we know. But you know what? It has been a
for us. It got so much worse.
No, it got really. I was in a much darker headspace that summer, and I pulled myself out of it. And even though things are not better in the world, things are better personally. So, like, yes, I just think of a very
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go there to retire.
Yeah, we'll reflect when I'm emotionally prepared. But moving on to other legends, true legend Stevie Nicks, out of nowhere, returned with her first new music in 6 years called Show Them the Way.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Oh my God, wait. She's a witch, isn't she?
What?
Isn't she a witch?
She's a witch, yeah. So
oh my
she
God,
heard
I take it back. Oh my God, she's going to put a hex on me.
Witch
talk.
Oh, I'm
just kidding. Oh my God, I accidentally hit the button.
Do you know, I
she's
waste
an icon.
2 to 3 hours.
She's a legend, and she is the moment.
Wrong button.
I waste like 2 to 3 hours a night watching Witch Talk on TikTok, just all the spells and everything.
Witch Talk is so interesting.
Very entertaining.
Okay, wait. I don't know if I want to say this on here, but we need to have a talk.
Okay.
Because, actually, fuck it. I'll just say it. So I had a dream. Like, you know how I've had dreams about things?
Yep.
And it's very, very far and few between. Brad knows I've had, like, premonitions about things. So I had a premonition, like, a while ago. And then all of a sudden, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Witch Talk started talking about the same shit. And it fucking spooked me out.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Should I say it?
Yeah.
The food shortages.
About the first time around or this time?
This time around.
Oh. So are you stocking up on trail mix?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying not to spook myself out.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely had a premonition about it.
Well, I would highly suggest for anybody who has a freezer or has any way to store things, it's a great time to throw in an extra set of, put the toilet paper in the freezer and just have that ready.
It's not funny. It's not. I'm laughing because I'm like spooked.
We definitely have prepared in case that happens again, because at least this time we have the experience down already of what that was like when people got panicky. So we've got some things already. So
yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, that's not going to happen. Anyway, Stevie Nicks is a witch. And she is showing us the way with a song called Show Them the Way, which started out as a poem over a decade ago as a prayer to our country. And she said she didn't record it until now, and for good reason, and that she's basically just saying, like, please, God, show them the way, which, Lord, we need it. And it's a prayer for the country. It's like 6.5 minutes long, and it's very mystical. It's in her way. It's very Stevie vibes. And I definitely feel the witchy influence, the good witch protective energy. And, you know, I would like her also to lead us a good way, beginning on November 3rd, ideally.
So she wrote this like decades ago?
Yeah.
We were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible things would soon become.
We wrote it in 2008, so she had just heard Circus, and then she wrote this.
Oh.
I know, but...
Wow.
It's nice to hear her voice again, and she appears on the Dua remix album. These Stevie moments are popping up, so it's nice to have her spirit around.
Sure is. Hope I don't see it tonight in my dreams for that shade. I would love like a Stevie fashion moment with like a cape and like a hat.
For you.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could really pull it off. And finally, one of my other recommendations is Victoria Monet, who has one of the best songs of the summer, Experience. Highly underrated. I think I talked about it weeks back. Teamed up with Kalani, which is very spicy because they had a entanglement in the past. And this song is about that. And so who better to have on the song than Kalani? It was originally on her release this summer. And now there's a remix with Kalani. And it is very explicit. It is probably a little pornographic for you. The lyrics are very how you feel about Inside Out.
Say it. What are they?
Oh, there's so, the whole song is just like Kalani saying she's going to stop rocking long nails for her. She's going to drop down her dress, take the stress away from her, begging for a sip of juice.
You have to stop wearing long nails because you...
It's going places. Oh. Your fingers. Think about the mechanic.
What was that?
But yeah, they go right back and forth. It's very sexy. Add it to the sex playlist. I love that I tweeted that and somebody was like, oh, silk sheets.
Oh.
Exposed forever.
I love that for the longest time, I thought silk sheets was just like chill step bops.
I mean, it's like slow R&B for mood setting.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Anyway, I highly recommend Touch Me for if you're feeling like a bisexual bedroom banger moment.
Yeah, I'm not. also, I wanted to shout out the new Matt Zoe album, which I just listened to kind of late this afternoon. And the song Problems, I also like the song Colors, but the song Problems really stands out a lot. Very... it's like emotional, I call it emotional tit shaking is the genre that I put it into.
The boob goes up and down really slow.
Yeah, and you're crying, basically. It's that TikTok of the girl crying while she's dancing. Yeah, I was also very into that. It has like confessions tease where it like all blends into each other. Some of it's a little too industrial, but yeah. I think that's the term for it.
The term of endearment, yes.
Yeah. But shall we get into the biggest moment of the week?
Undeniably.
Here on Legends Only. The song is soon to be number one for 50 fucking weeks.
The mascot of Legends Only, along with Madison Beer.
Yes. Bobby Rexha featuring Doja Cat. Babby, I'm Jealous. The new single. Which yes. My Siri says, BB Rexha and Doja Cat.
Oh, that's so fancy. That's very Wendy Williams.
Yeah, she's Irish.
The Cornova.
Oh, wait.
Don't be afraid of Cornova. We are frightened of Cornova.
Baby, I'm afraid of Cornova, featuring the cat.
Princess of Cornova.
Yes, Bobby, I'm Jealous, co-written by Justin Trancer.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote Glory.
Yes, and a million other things.
Yeah, mostly Glory.
Mostly Glory, yes. Well, so BB wrote this about, you know, being jealous when she was dating a guy and she was getting really insecure because he was liking girls' pictures and just his feed was like a little sketchy. And so she decided to like write about that kind of weird, insecure feeling of that, which I get. I mean, I actually haven't even seriously dated someone in the social media age like it is now to know how I would react. But I imagine there's a lot of micro flirtations that would probably set me off. So
yeah, I first listened to this and I was like, oh, can't relate. And then I was like on Instagram and this crush that I have, I saw that he was like getting outdoor drinks with someone who was also a ginger. And I was like, oh,
baby, I'm jealous.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I think it's relatable to anyone who does a little IG scroll and they feel a type of way, even if they're not in a relationship. It's fun. I actually, you know, I thought it was a cute song when I heard it, but then when I watched the video, I was deeply amused.
Yeah, I have to say, I first listened to it and I was like, oh, this is BB's pretty girls moment.
Oh, right, yeah.
But then I was like really getting into it and then I followed her on Instagram.
You do also stand pretty girls.
Maybe so. But then I watched the video and then I watched her Instagram and I started scrolling all her pictures and I was looking at her IG feed and I was thinking about that drawing that I did on Instagram like 2 months ago of that girl with the red hair and the huge boobs. Do you remember that? And I'm like,
are you saying you predicted?
I am.
BB? Okay.
I feel like I had a premonition in that moment and I didn't even know it.
I mean, you have to be, that has to be true.
I mean, the hair that I drew is literally the hair that BB has in the silver outfit in the music video.
You knew.
She's also like, she is me as a pop star.
Very Jersey. I mean, even though she's Staten Island, she might as well be.
Right. But I kind of am too.
Right. No, I definitely think she is, you know, T. Kylie.
T. Rexha.
T. Rexha. Yes.
I'm kind of turning into a little Rexar.
Definitely. This is a podcast for the bad bitches and the Rexars only. So.
Oh, that's what I wanted to add to the soundboard this week.
Ugh. Perverts, get out of this podcast.
Yeah. I was looking at this. And I was like, what is not on here that I wanted to add? And then that's literally it.
Definitely could use more BB. Yes. I think the opening of this video is actually very funny and very self-referencing, especially Doja Cat. But she's sitting around with Nikita Dragon of YouTube drama fame.
Flop.
Avani. Yeah.
Sorry. She's like really like so yeah, embarrassing.
Lots
lately.
Of problematic things. Yes. And our queen and legend herself, Miss Charli D'Amelio, who is... Now just every pop girl, I feel, is going to or has or will incorporate her in a video for clout.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Super. But you know what? And again, I'm still going to say it until she does something otherwise. I don't have any issue with her. She's a cute girl. It's just like I don't get the hype, but I also don't wish her anything bad. Like she's totally cool and normal. If anything, she seems to be very intimidated by all of this attention.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I kind of feel bad because I don't think she knows what to do with this.
Right. I mean, but 92 anyway, yes. million followers now.
Oh, what happened?
She has like 92 million followers or something on TikTok now.
I mean, it's insane. And she, to be fair, and BB brought this up in an interview, she does do actual dancing besides TikTok dancing. Like she actually does... is a dancer.
Yeah. I loved how BB talked about Charli. She's yeah, like, oh yeah, nice. I know her. We're friends. I'm like,
I know her.
What? You, I'm like, you just want your song to chart. What are you talking about?
Our song was number one for 50 fucking weeks.
God. Well, you know what? God bless her. It was a TikTok roundtable where they joked around. And then BB was like, we should just go back in the past. And everyone's like, no, you would die of dysentery. Or like...
Everyone's been doing emails.
Yeah. I liked Charlie's delivery of, you're 31, you the life expectancy, it wouldn't, you'd be dead. I thought that was good. But yes, then we do the pretty girls basically kind of romp around the different time eras. Very silly and stupid, but... It's fun. She looked good. They both looked great.
I'm kind of obsessed with the red hair.
Yeah, that was definitely a look.
It's very like Jessica Rabbit meets Snooki meets pop star, like Britney.
Yeah.
Which is like my dream in life. Like if you have, you know, in the beginning of Powerpuff Girls, when it's like sugar and spice and everything nice, and then they mix together.
It would be BB Rexha.
Yeah. It would be like Jersey and Britney and... I don't
oh
know,
my God!
And like BB electronic,
that you stand.
Yeah, and then it just BB Rexha pops out.
Yeah,
T Rexha. What's that voice that's in the beginning of Powerpuff Girls? Isn't it like that man,
Professor
Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice, or something like that?
Yeah,
I'm a voice actor now.
Brittany and Jersey and yeah. Big Tits.
Brittany and Jersey and Big Tits. And then she just pops out. This is for all the bad bitches and the Rexars.
Literally the creation of BB Rexha.
Yeah.
We stan.
I'm a mess. I'm embarrassed.
I need to bring out the pictures of me. I interviewed her like the first era of like dark haired rock BB mm-hmm. into EDM BB.
Oh, so good. When she came to Watch What Happens Live, she dragged someone. And I don't know who it was.
That's true.
She said it was someone that she toured with. And she called her a rude bitch. She was like, she was a rude bitch. And I think it was Ellie Goulding. That's my prediction. That's like, it's not confirmed. But that was the only female at the time that she had been on tour with.
Well, that would be also, that would align with her past management. I think she was First Access. And I think that's what Ellie's group management is.
Slow grenade. Yeah, that was like the first interaction that I had with her. And she had like the bleach blonde with like the roots and like the really overly spray tanned. And I was like obsessed. I was like, oh my God, she's Snooki, basically.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I saw her at The Box, actually.
Oh.
That was a show.
Oh my God, should we try and get BB on this podcast?
We definitely should. I think she'd be willing. If we do it like as an IG live, because she seems to like that. She was answering fan questions. Like, is your ass big? Did you see that?
I'd be like, no, mine's literally fucking flat.
She answered with complete seriousness. She's like, I think it's big. I do.
Also, did you see her jeans that said jealous on them?
Yes.
And the side boob?
Again, this is really...
Why are we stans?
Oh, I've always been a massive Rexar, so this is all really just right up my alley.
I need to do a full dive into the disco.
Do.
Is her song the one that's like, oh shit, the one with the men?
Is it Vroom Vroom?
No. The one with the men, where it's like, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yes, that's one. That's the one that was for 50 fucking weeks that she keeps referring to.
That's the one?
Yeah, that song.
That song was number one history. For 50 weeks.
That song made history as the most number one country song ever, I believe.
Oh,
I don't. I.
Is it, well, I didn't know it was good.
It was certified diamond.
Oh.
It was 50 weeks at the top.
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
Interesting.
It was her first female artist to ever debut atop that chart, in particular the Hot Country Songs, and the longest running number one song on the chart for a lead female artist. It surpassed Taylor Swift's We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Wow.
I know. Versatile queen. Any genre.
Who? I meant that in like two ways.
Right.
That might have flown off everyone's head. Yeah.
There was also an interview with Variety, I believe, where she talks about the music video.
Oh, yes. She has a pretty legendary quote in here.
Yes, a very inspiring tweet came of this. She said, Bebe Rexha told her team that she wanted to eat a big turkey leg in her latest music video. Quote, my team was like, no, that's not cute. And I was like, yes, it is. So I got to eat a big turkey leg on set, like one of those from Disney World.
The flavor.
But like, it could have been a prop, but I guess she made it a point that she wanted to eat a giant turkey leg, which I don't blame her.
Nobody was killed.
No, it was killed at Stonewall.
Well, a turkey was killed.
No, Bebe, no!
Sounded like a turkey.
Bebe, no!
Bebe, no!
Oh my God, that's so stupid. Oh, well, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Oh. Oh, well, another slang.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Maybe. Oh, I can't. Too many connections. I could keep going, but I'll stop.
It could become a Thanksgiving classic just because of the turkey leg. You're
literally.
Right.
It's Thanksgiving giving. We need to interview her. Where is she? That's what I want to know.
I know. Yes. So I'm going to guess that this is going to do well because of the video, because of all the people in it. Also, that probably helped a bit and got her some attention.
I mean, it needs to go viral on TikTok. That's the only way that anyone charts these days.
That's true. I'm hoping that Charlie will do a dance to it. And then maybe she'll do some remixes. She can do the Spanish mix. Estoy celoso. Yeah, she could just.
Well, speaking of charting on TikTok, the Fleetwood Mac song.
Yes, tying it back to Stevie. There's that video of the guy drinking. Well, actually, this is a win for, what was it, Ocean Breeze or whatever that.
Yeah, and they actually, I felt, weren't embarrassing about how they acknowledged it.
Fleetwood?
No, like Ocean. Well, Fleetwood and Ocean Spray.
Oh, why? How did Ocean Spray acknowledge it?
They gave the guy a brand new car, and it was a red car, like the cranberry red.
Oh.
And they gave him like all these free products, but like that's kind of fucking cool to get a free car for doing a random TikTok. Like,
yeah.
Sign me up.
And apparently he got like thousands in donations from fans and like.
Yeah.
2000%. Oh, there was a crazy increase in streams of Dreams.
Yeah. And the guy from Fleetwood was like so respectful. I felt like he was so nice and kind about it.
To recreate it, Mick Fleetwood recreated it with the same bottle. And then, yeah, a lot of people have started to recreate it. It's become its own trend. And
can I confess something about TikTok?
Oh, no. What is it?
So is it just me or like, do you find yourself scrolling TikTok and like someone will be on there and they'll be like crying and I'll feel so bad for them. So I just like send money to their Cash App.
What? No.
Oh.
Should I be crying on there so you send me money?
Like I shouldn't even say this. Everyone's going to think I'm insane. I literally like paid someone's electric bill.
Because they were crying about, like, was it about the electric bill or did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. We don't need to talk about that.
So you're the Santa of TikTok.
I'm not old. How dare you? I'm the cock destroyer.
The O Santa promo.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that you were the secret Santa of TikTok. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I just scroll through like gays kissing each other and... I think that's what my algorithm is at this point. And
do you have a TikTok crush?
Do I have a TikTok crush? No, right now I'm really into piercing TikTok. There's this woman,
ew.
Lynn. Yeah, I didn't ever think much about piercings, and now I want my whole face done. But there's her, and then do you do the thing where you not hate watch, but just sort of like morbidly watch? Because I watch all of that vegan teacher's posts. Because of not only the backlash she gets, but just very fascinating. That's a whole other thing, though.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
She's a vegan in Canada who promotes veganism and is kind of
problematic.
Very, I guess, militant about her views, or, you know, tells you you're an asshole if you don't go vegan. And so the backlash is very real against her, and it's created quite a war on TikTok. But, you know, that's that's the kind of drama that I need to sink into at the end of the night. But that's, yeah, I don't think I have a TikTok crush. It's always like...
I do. He has an OnlyFans.
Oh, well...
But anyway...
There are some of those, but I don't, yeah.
I follow, like, old ladies, like the one grandma who's like, I do not have fans. I don't need fans.
Right.
Who else do I really like? Oh, there's this other girl from Long Island, and she's always eating, like, bell peppers. She's like, I got my bell peppers. And she's always making, like, this
so
huge...
know about bell pepper queen.
You do know her?
I don't.
Oh, yeah. So she makes, like, she'll do TikToks where she pours this gigantic coffee. It's, like, her Starbucks cup. She was talking about how she had a hater from high school, like, reach out, and she was like, no, baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the one who's, like, the supportive aunt? She does, like, a POV?
No, she's, I forget what her ad is. There's also Shauna Burns. Do you know who Shauna Burns is?
Is that the one with the thick accent?
No, she's the one who's always like, I can't even describe it. I basically follow like grandmas and moms and like gays and witch talk.
Yeah, I'm really into any niche talk. Like, I'm learning so much about piercings, which I don't personally even, I never cared about that much. And now it's just really fascinating that it's all dependent on your particular anatomy. Anyway, I definitely like...
Could not be me.
Could not be you. I like anything that is so far removed from media, I guess, or what I do, because I don't... Like, I watch, like, colonial history cooking things and Lolita fashion things, and anything that's, like, really not in my wheelhouse is good for me to escape into.
I like that. Well, it's also, there's not really any platform other than TikTok now that opens up you to different subgenres.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, a flick of the For You page. Always, you learn a lot of new things. And then I feel like their algorithm is scary. Like, they...
Oh, the second I close this phone call out and open up TikTok, it's going to be every single person that you mentioned.
Oh, probably.
It listens.
It does. So
where was I going with the TikTok thing? There was some, know what else is also doing really well on TikTok right now?
What?
Sometimes.
I did see that. Yeah. Sometimes is having a moment of like relationship TikTok.
Yeah. Maybe it'll chart.
I also feel like people are, I don't know if it's like really a jokey thing, or I've never really found that one that funny. Like, that one's kind of being used for like local talk.
Oh, I feel like people are doing it. Like, there was one, and it was this woman filming her coworker, and she was like at the copy machine, and she's like jamming. I think I posted it on my Instagram story.
Oh.
And she's got this like fierce fucking high pony, and she's like, that's my shit. And she's like singing Sometimes in her office. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's my kind of coworker.
Yeah.
I feel like people are genuinely going off to it, like loving it, which is always a good thing, especially
it
right
is.
Now.
Her favorite song.
Oh, yeah.
She loves Sometimes.
I wonder if that shows up in her For You page.
Right? I mean, there's endless questions when it comes to what she's seeing, but that's a whole other thing.
Well,
I hope she's enjoying herself on her hike.
Oh, right. Sam Stryker saw Britney Spears on a hike by herself. Well, with a bodyguard, but by herself.
Yeah. Pointed him in the right direction.
I mean,
really just a metaphor for like gays in their 30s. Yeah. Britney leading the way.
Right. To all my friends at the LGBTQ community, turn left.
Turn left. Well, yes. We're hoping that she had a nice outing.
I know. I mean, it looked like a beautiful view.
Beautiful day.
I'm not going to say it, but I'll say it without saying it. She was out there by herself. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
I'd love to see an independent knee.
Yeah. So, anywho, things on the horizon, everyone. Aside from a second wave of
Cornova.
Don't be afraid of Cornova.
Miley and Dua Lipa are coming out with a single together on October 23rd.
So it's half true. So that account is fake.
Oh, Miley's account?
No, that's a fake. Look at the URL.
Oh, wait. Oh,
I know. The girls got
I'm embarrassed.
I thought that was... However, what we didn't talk about really is they were filming a video last week together. Miley
they were
was
here.
Covered in blood. What did you say?
They were here in New York. Some TikTokers got TikToks of them like leaving.
Yeah, the hotel. So that is coming. It's just, I don't know if it's definitely October 23rd or not, but it is coming.
No, it is on October 23rd for the first time ever.
Oh, what?
The 1 year anniversary of this podcast and the 2 year anniversary of Britney Bitch.
My God.
Can you believe it's been 84 years?
I guess we'll have to launch a third.
God, what would it even be?
Wow, that is a day to remember.
It could be called I'm Fucking Over It with T. Kyle and Brad.
It's pretty much what this has become.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much all that's on the horizon.
We have a Miley and Dua coming at some point. We have an Ariana coming at some point. She's teasing something. And we might have a Mariah, Ariana, Jennifer Hudson, God willing.
Yeah. And we'll be reading the book and listening to the book on Patreon. So thank you to everyone who's supporting us there. And until next week, until next time, until next day, whatever. We will
see you
soon. Oh, and by the way, everyone should be frightened of Cronova. I just wanted to say I'm not like promoting that.
What a thoughtful note to leave off on.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.